Shalom, today's daf yomi is Tamura daf Yudalot Tamura 14, and on Yudalot Amud Beis, the Gemara takes us into a fascinating discussion. So our Gemara discusses the idea that Rav Dimi said he would have corrected Rav Yosef, who had a different understanding of a brisa than him, and he would have sent him a letter. He said, He said, if I only found somebody who would be able to write this letter, I would have sent to Rav Yosef the proper way to read a brisa. So the Gemara asks the question, I don't understand, says the Gemara. Even if he had a letter, how would Rav Dimi be able to write this letter, and how would be permitted to write it and send it to Rav Yosef? Because ha amar Rabbi Abba b'reid Rabbi Chiya bar Abba amar Rabbi Yochanan kos ve'alachos kisoreif es haTorah, that one who writes down laws, and we're going to see from the context of our Gemara that's referring to halacha is referring to the oral Torah. If one writes down the oral Torah, it's as though one has burnt the Torah. Rachmano Etzlan, God forbid that it should never happen, but that's what the Gemara says, that one who writes down halachas, it's like they're burning the Torah. And there are several explanations about this. The first explanation that Rashi gives is that it's because since the Torah was not supposed to be written down, the oral law was not supposed to be written down, you're not allowed to save it from the fire on Shabbos. And so therefore, if you write it down, it's like you're burning it because you can't save it from a fire. That's the first explanation of Rashi. Rashi offers a second explanation, that since you're not allowed to keep the oral Torah in a written form, therefore you have to bury it or burn it, so it's like you are causing them to be burnt. The Shita Mekubetzes adds another explanation, that since, generally speaking, we write verses from the Torah with halachos, therefore you're going to actually cause the verses of the Torah to be burnt. So how would Rav Dimi be able to write this down when we see explicitly you're not allowed to write the Torah? And it says, the Gemara further says, V'alame mehen einu nutel schar. And if a person actually studies the oral law, one is not even receive reward from this. So the Gemara now will bring the source for this concept that you're not allowed to write down laws of the Torah. And by the way, the whole Gemara is the written down version of the oral Torah. So that's the irony of the Gemara recording this teaching. But what is the source for this? So it says, Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani miturgemnei Dereish Lakish. Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani, the translator or the interlocutor or the person who is responsible for saying over Reish Lakish's teachings, he said it's based upon a verse in Exodus chapter 34, verse 27. God says to Moses, write these things, because on the basis of these words, I made with you a covenant and with the children of Israel. And at first glance, the first part of this verse contradicts the latter part of the verse, because in the first part of the verse it says, write down these words. And then the second part of that verse, well, the first part of the verse is saying that you need to put down these words on a text, that you need to write them down. But the second verse says, second part of that verse says, Ki al pi advar ma'ela, on the basis of these words. That implies the fact that we say on the basis, al pi, on the basis of these spoken words, that implies that these words are said by heart and not that they're written down. So how do we deal with this apparent contradiction? To teach us that there are certain words, the oral law, that things were said over orally, we are not allowed to write them down. Dvarim shebal peh, iata rashai l'omrim b'chtav. That thing, that the oral Torah, the laws that were supposed to be transmitted orally, we're not allowed to write them down. And so too, shebichtav, the words that were supposed to be written down, you're not allowed to read them orally, meaning to say the stuff that's supposed to be written, you're not allowed to read them without the text in front of you. And of course, with respect to that, there's a lot of discussion. What does this mean? Because we know we're supposed to say in our prayers every day, we say the Shema, we say the Az Yashir, so there are parts of the written text which we are saying, generally speaking, without the text in front of us. So the Mordechai writes that if there was a general familiarity with it, that with these texts, then they would be permitted to say Baal Peh oral law. Because one of the concerns we have is that we're going to say make a mistake, and so therefore we say them incorrectly. Or else another concern commentaries say is with is that people will think the people think, oh, the rabbis made up this. But when you read it from a written text, it shows that we give greater authority to it. So this is a basic teaching. And the Tanna de Bei Rishmael learned and taught that these two concepts, that if there's an oral law, you can't write it down, and the written laws, you're not allowed to say by heart, that all these things are based upon a different verse, because it says, Ketov l'chas advar ma'ela, write for yourself these words, Ela takotev, avo ena takotev halachos. These words you're allowed to write, but you can't write the halachos. You can't write the legal teachings, which are part of the oral tradition, that those things which were said by heart, those things are not allowed to be written down. So how would Rav Dimi be able to write a letter? So they said, Dilma milsacha data shani. Maybe if it's a new teaching, that would be allowed to write. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish ma'ani b'sifrei de'agadata b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish used to read the Sifrei De'Agadata, which from this context means the oral law that they would be reading on Shabbos, and they would be reading it from a text. But how are they able to do it? Darshi Hachi, Eis La'asos La'Hashem Eifaro Torah Secha. They expounded the verse that time comes to serve Hashem, you have to destroy your Torah. And they said, Mutav Ti'akar Torah, Ma'al Tishtakach Torah Yisrael. Better to uproot a law from the Torah and not forget the Torah from Israel. So because of this, we see this very important concept that sometimes we, in order to keep the Torah, we have to uproot a law from the Torah. Sometimes the Torah makes room for a radical reimagining of the Torah by uprooting a teaching of the Torah in order to preserve the Torah, a fundamental teaching.